A special app developed by a local company is now being used at Sunshine Coast Airport to improve the way people with disability can travel. The Surge Companion app, or Digital Concierge, provides venues with plug-and-play companion technologies designed to offer accessible and sensory experiences, imagery and descriptions which can help individuals with disability and their carers to make informed decisions prior to arrival. Surge co-founder Chris Kerisk hopes that other airports across the country will follow the lead of Sunshine Coast Airport and start using the Surge app.
One of the things that's remarkably inspiring about the Sunshine Coast Airport is their leadership around access and inclusion, and they proactively approached us to find out if Surge could support their access and inclusion initiatives. And after workshopping, role-playing, having them to co-develop and invest to uplift what we're able to do collectively through our partnership, very excited about what that's going to mean for passengers with disability.
Council is seeking feedback on a proposal to establish a dark sky reserve on the coast. Close to 15,000 residents live in the proposed reserve area, including Mullaney, Mapleton, Whittier, Flaxton and Conondale. The proposal explores the importance of dark skies with visible stars for native wildlife, but to also reduce light pollution and to promote astrotourism. You can have your say via Council's website. We're again being asked to roll up our sleeves and give blood this week, with reserves of most blood types dipping to critical levels. Lifeblood says an extra 100 Sunshine Coast donors are needed this week to meet the needs of patients in the state. And Sunshine Coast Lightning admit they do have a feeling of relief after getting another win under their belt over the Vixens in Melbourne last weekend. Vice-captain Tara Hinchliffe says the focus is now the Queensland Cup this Saturday against the Firebirds.
Everyone's feeling really good after the weekend. I think to knock off Vixens, who are such a clinical team, I mean, it would be hard. And I think we just want to replicate the training week that we had and make sure we come in with that same focus and intent, because Firebirds are also not going to be easy. They've got some great two-point shooters there who get them back into a game.